ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं, नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भक्तिर् भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 8 द लॉर्ड स्लेज द किंग ऑफ डेमन्स टेक्स्ट 8 रिपीट द वर्ड्स सह ईश्वरः कालः रुक्रमः असौ ओजः सह सत्व बल इंद्रिया आत्मा स एव विश्वम् परमः स्वशक्तिभि सृजति अवति अस्ति गुणत्रय इषः। स ईश्वर काल उरु क्रमो असा ओजा सह सत्व बलेन्द्रियात्मा स एव विश्वं परमा सशक्तिभिः सृजत्यवत्य अतिगुणत्रये सह। स ईश्वर काल उरु क्रमो असा ओजा सह सत्व बलेन्द्रियात्मा स एव विश्वं परमा सशक्तिभिः सृजत्यवत्य अतिगुणत्रये सह। स ईश्वर काल उरु क्रमो असा ओजा सह सत्व बलेन्द्रियात्मा स एव विश्वं परमा सशक्तिभिः सृज्यत्यवत्य अतिगुणत्रये सह। प्लीज चैंट। स ईश्वर काल उरु क्रमो असा ओजा सह सत्व बलेन्द्रियात्मा स एव विश्वं परमा स्वशक्तिभिः सृजत्यवत्य अतिगुणत्रये सह। स ईश्वर काल उरु क्रमो असा ओजा सह सत्व बलेन्द्रियात्मा स एव विश्वं परमा स्वशक्तिभिः सृजत्यवत्य अतिगुणत्रये सह। स ईश्वर काल उरु क्रमो असा ओजा स सत्व बलेन्द्रियात्मा स एव विश्वं परमा स्वशक्तिभिः सृजत्यवत्य अतिगुणत्रये सह। स ईश्वर काल उरु क्रमो असा ओजा सह सत्व बलेन्द्रियात्मा स
Saeva Vishwam Paramasa Sakti Bhi Sri Jatyavati Ati Guna Sraesa.
Vaishnavis, word to word meaning, Saha,
He,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ishwara, the Supreme Controller, Kala, the Time Factor, Urukrama, the Lord, whose every action is uncommon, Asau, that one, Ojaha, the strength of the senses, Saha, the strength of the mind, Sattva, steadiness, Bala, bodily strength, Indriya, and of the senses themselves, Atma, the very self, Saha,
He,
Eva, indeed, Vishwam, the whole universe, Paramaha, the Supreme, Swasakti Bhi, by His multifarious transcendental potencies, Sri Jati creates, Avati maintains, Atti winds up, Gunatraya Isha, the master of the material modes. Translation and perfect by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Swami Prabhupada ki. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Controller and Time Factor, is the power of the senses, the power of the mind, the power of the body, and the vital force of the senses. His influence is unlimited. He is the best of all living entities, the controller of the three modes of material nature. By His own power, He creates this cosmic manifestation, maintains it, and annihilates it also. Purport. Since the material world is being moved by the three material modes, and since the Lord is their master, the Lord can create, maintain, and destroy the material world. This is a small purport, just one line Prabhupada mentions. Please repeat the translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Controller and Time Factor, is the power of the senses, the power of the mind, the power of the body, and the vital force of the senses. His influence is unlimited. He is the best of all living entities, the controller of the three modes of material nature. By His own power, He creates this cosmic manifestation, maintains it, and annihilates it also. Om Ajnana Timrandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakcharun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padkamlam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tiname Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschate Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate
Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaur Tushay Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Sapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vijvanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. So today we are discussing from this Canto 7, Chapter 8, The Lord Slays the King of the Demon, chapter entitled, and text 8. So last couple of months, Prahlad Maharaj and Narsingdev pastimes we are discussing. And so many speakers very elaborately presented so many important lessons, teachings to increase our faith in Krishna consciousness. So with my little effort, I would like to also share something. So here we see the situation like Prahlad Maharaj. He was there in the ashram of Sandayana Marka, and he was and they were trying to teach him all material and economic education, but they were not successful, the gurus, Sandayana Marka. And Prahlad Maharaj used to teach all the children about Krishna consciousness. So Hiranyakashipu, being such a big demon, you know, how come like he got a son like Prahlad? You know, generally we hear, and Prabhupada also many times explained, we came to know after coming Krishna consciousness, that to get a devotee son, one need to have a consciousness of Krishna, and one should do Garbhadharan Samskar, and then so like this process is there, then one gets a devotee son. But how come Hiranyakashipu is one of the great demons, and who is always thinks that Vishnu is enemy, and throughout the day Hiranyakashipu is just trying to do all kind of sense gratification. So how come Hiranyakashipu can get a son like Prahlad, who is a Mahabhagavat? Among the 12 Mahajanas, Prahlad is one of the Mahajan. So such a great Mahabhagavat takes birth in the family of the demons. And who is the father? Prahlad Maharaj himself says, Asuryavarya, the topmost among the demons. He is the father. So I heard from Bhakti Vidyapund Maharaj, who quoted from Narsimha Puran, and he told that when the first time Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, they went to do tapasya, they went to do austerities, so all the demigods, they become very disturbed. And they all told Brahma that, see, these two are doing austerities, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, and by their austerity, it's going to be create a, you know, big disaster in the whole creation. So we are very much worried, do something. So at that time, when all the demigods were so worried, and they were like praying to Brahma for some help, what we should do, so Narad Muni appeared at that scene, and Narad Muni said, don't worry, I'll handle this situation, you know. The Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha won't be able to get much by doing their austerities. So the place in the mountains, in the jungle, where Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha were doing their austerities, Narad Muni along with his friend Parvat Muni, they both went there to that place in the form of a sparrow. And they went to the nearby tree as close as possible to Hiranyakashipu, and started chanting Om Namo Narayanaya. So like that, Narad Muni and Parvat Muni, in the form of sparrows, they are chanting Om Namo Narayanaya. And you know, the sparrows, their voice is like little piercing kind of. So that Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha got very disturbed, you know, that someone is chanting the names of their enemy.
and so disturbed that Hiranyakashipu first tried to shoo away the sparrows, but then Narad Muni and Parvat Muni, in the form of sparrows, they did not move. They were still chanting. And so pure devotee chanting the holy name of the Lord. So Hiranyakashipu finally became too disturbed and he took up his bow and arrow. At that time both Narad Muni, both the sparrows, Narad Muni and Parvat Muni, they flew away. And then again Hiranyakashipu tried to sit and again start his tapasya, but he could not concentrate because in his mind it's always coming Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Narayanaya, and he became too like his mind is full of these words, the name of the Lord, and he's just trying to forget and do his austerity, but he's not able to forget. Shri Radha Ras Bihari ji ki jai, Shri Gaur Mitai ki jai, Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai. So he's trying to forget, but he could not. So he thought, okay, let me take a break. And Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, they stopped doing their austerities and they came back to their palace, kingdom. And Hiranyakashipu is engaged in all kind of sense gratification. And throughout the day, he's like drinking and he's trying all the way to please his senses. But still, he's not able to forget these two sparrows and their chanting of Om Namo Narayana. He's not able to forget. So he thought, okay, he's so much worried that it's not going out of my mind, you know. Just like we can see, like we are trying to practice Krishna consciousness, and many times our minds, our thoughts are obsessed with lusty desires, you know, and we want to chant, we want to concentrate, but these thoughts don't go away. So in the similar way, Hiranyakashipu is trying to, you know, forget, we are trying to remember, Krishna is trying to forget, but then he's not able to, forget this chanting Om Namo Narayana. It's always coming, the two birds, this always coming in his mind. So he thought, okay, let me just, you know, intimately behaving with my wife in the night, and then by that maybe I'll forget. So in the night when he was like with his wife, and in the conception time also, he was just thinking Om Namo Narayana. He was not able to forget, and because he was thinking of the holy name of the Lord, then Prahlad Maharaj became his son, such a great devotee. Of course, when we understand this is all the transcendental pastime of the Lord, and things happen because Lord wanted to happen, but then we also get this information from Narasimha Puran that how this thinking of the Lord, even at the time of conception, always thinking, keeping ourselves absorbed in the Lord, so those who are in like householders, they can have a Krishna conscious child, a devotee soul can be invited to take birth in their family if they are engaged in the thought of the Lord. And this is how Hiranyakashipu got Prahlad. And later on again then Hiranyakashipu and went to do tapasya, and this time the demigods headed by Indra, they came and kidnapped Kayadu and they wanted to kill the child in the womb. So Narad Muni came and stopped Indra. He said that don't kill, I know this is a devotee. Because Narad Muni has already done all the setting. So he knows that there is a devotee inside the womb of Kayadu, so there is no point in killing. And then he took Kayadu, and then we know he takes care. And later on when Hiranyakashipu gets all the power, he comes back. And Kayadu comes, and then Prahlad Maharaj takes birth. And then later on Prahlad Maharaj goes to the Gurukula, Sandana Marka, and is getting some education there, but not interested. Material education, economic education, deals about politics and material affairs, enemy, enviousness and all these things. So then, Prahlad Maharaj starts preaching his school friends. As we discussed in last two chapters, Prahlad Maharaj instructs the demoniac children, and then what Prahlad Maharaj learned in the womb. So whatever he learned, he's instructing his all the demoniac children. And slowly, by the instructions of Prahlad Maharaj, they all take up the message of Krishna consciousness, and they become devotees. They are like publicly practicing Krishna consciousness. The Prahlad Maharaj along with all the his school friends. So Sandhya and Amarka, they became too disturbed, and then they came to Hiranyakashipu and complained. Previously also when Hiranyakashipu met Prahlad, Prahlad said, now he started preaching that how Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, and then Hiranyakashipu sent back Prahlad that take him, again teach him. So then nothing happened because Prahlad Maharaj is a Mahajana, a great devotee, no change is there. He is not ready to take materialistic way of life. So again Sandhyanamarka too fearful, they came to Hiranyakashipu, and then they are saying that no, the whole atmosphere in the Gurukul is surcharged with Krishna consciousness. It is too difficult for us to give material education. So Hiranyakashipu became very angry, very furious, and he thought that the only solution for me is now to kill my son Prahlad, just to separate his head from his body, and that is the only way. This, how come this great demon has taken birth in my family, you know? So that is the only way, I have to kill him, and then some you know, it will be better, because he is not ready to change. He is like in previous chapters it is mentioned, like he's like a dog's curved tail, you know, which you cannot make straight. So Hiranyakashipu thought that better to kill him. So then again, when Prahlad Maharaj comes in front of the Hiranyakashipu, then Hiranyakashipu is very strongly chastising Prahlad Maharaj, and he is using very strong words, you know, how come a rascal like you, fool like you, has taken birth, you know. And in yesterday's, 2 days back, he says, Hiranyakashipu says to Prahlad Maharaj, you know, in the translation it is mentioned that, you know, he's so angry, he says, today I will send you to the place of Yamraj. Later on he says, my son Prahlad, you rascal, you know that when I am angry, all the planets of the three worlds tremble, along with their chief rulers. By whose power has a rascal like you become so impudent that you appear fearless and overstep my power to rule you? So like this, Hiranyakashipu questions Prahlad Maharaj, and Prahlad Maharaj very humbly, like a very obedient son, replies to Hiranyakashipu, and he says, my dear king, the source of my strength of which you are asking is also the source of yours. So from where I am getting strength, don't forget that you are also getting your strength from the same place. Then, to explain more about that source, Prahlad Maharaj speaks this verse which we are discussing today. So he says that, who is that source? What is the qualities of that source? Who is giving the power, so much strength, so much of fearlessness to Hiranyakashipu. Sorry, to Prahlad Maharaj. So, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Prahlad Maharaj says, the Supreme Personality of God, who is the Supreme Controller and the time factor, is the power of the senses, the power of the mind, the power of the body, and the vital forces of the senses. His influence is unlimited. He is the best of all living entities, the controller of the three modes of material nature. So like this, if you see in one way, Prahlad Maharaj is telling, he is the source, what you are not, you know. So the source, Hiranyakashipu thinks that he is the supreme controller, and now everything is under his jurisdiction. He has taken charge of everything. He has defeated all the demigods by just movement of his eyebrows. The demigods are like in action, doing all kind of services to Hiranyakashipu. So Prahlad is telling, don't forget that that source is the supreme controller and the time factor. So Lord is the supreme controller. Lord Brahma says in Brahma Samhita, Ishwara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. So every one of us are controller. We also have some kind of control. We can control little bit, you know. We can control certain people under us. We can control certain mechanical things. But then who is the supreme controller? That is Krishna. Ishwara Parama Krishna. He is the supreme controller. And he is controlling everything. Everything is under his control. Once a disciple asked Srila Prabhupada that, you know, what we should say when someone asks who God is. So Prabhupada replied in the letter back to his disciple, and he said, who God is can be summed up in 5 words. Who God is can be summed up in 5 words. What are those 5 words? Krishna is the supreme controller. That 5 words you can say who God is. And then Srila Prabhupada said, if you realize, if you become convinced of this and preach enthusiastically, success is assured. And you will be doing the greatest service to all living entities. So So this realization that Krishna is the supreme controller can give the greatest success in our spiritual life. But many times, or most of the times, we tend to forget that Krishna is the supreme controller. He is in charge of everything. In 1968, when Brahmanand Prabhu was looking for a proper temple property in Second Avenue, and he tried for a long time, but he could not get any proper place. Then later on, he got a very big place, you know, just like a palace to make a temple. So he informed Srila Prabhupada. Then Srila Prabhupada told him, you know, that you were trying so long to get a good place for the temple, but you are not getting. And now, just by the flip of the eye, you have got a palace to make it a temple. So you should never forget that Krishna is the supreme controller. So we should never forget that Krishna is supreme controller. And this realization, if we get that He is controlling everything. For a devotee, there is never a situation like accident, you know. For a devotee, whatever situation happens, Prabhupada says, rest assured that Krishna is the supreme controller. He is in charge, He is taking care of everything. And if we have this realization, and if we are convinced about it, that Krishna is supreme controller, then we can very boldly go ahead in our Krishna consciousness. Just like Srila Prabhupada, on the instructions of his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he went to the West to preach this philosophy of Krishna consciousness and establish this worldwide movement. So having such a faith and to take such a risk means that a full faith that Krishna is the supreme controller. So I was just going through so many places where Prabhupada mentions about Krishna as the controller. And I saw that wherever Prabhupada's disciples were perplexed in going ahead in taking some decisions, or there some difficulties are there, you know, Prabhupada used to reply back then, and he used to mention this point, that rest assured Krishna is the supreme controller. You know, that doesn't mean that devotee should become lazy, you know, that now I need not to do anything, I'll sit idly because Krishna is the supreme controller and he will take care of everything. No, a devotee acts in Krishna consciousness. He performs his duties, but he knows that the results are in the hand of Krishna. He is the supreme controller. I may try my best. I will try my best to serve Krishna. I will give my best, but I will never forget that Krishna is the supreme controller. Whether results come, don't come, come on time, comes delayed, it is Krishna who is the supreme controller. And He is the one who will sanction the things to happen or not to happen. So in that way, we have to understand Krishna is the supreme controller for everyone. And then we also get this information from the scriptures, from Srimad Bhagavatam, that the same supreme controller gets controlled by his pure devotee. Aham bhakta paradhino nahi svatantra iva disha. I am controlled by my devotee. So a pure devotee of the Lord can also control the supreme Lord. That's the power of the pure devotee, because the pure devotee always carries the supreme Lord in his heart. Like Lord Brahma says, that the pure devotees in their heart, they are always seeing the Supreme Lord. The Syam Sundar form of the Lord is in their heart. So the pure devotees, they can even, you know, they can also even instruct the Supreme Lord. And we know so many pastimes where Krishna is controlled by his pure devotees. Then further, Prahlad Maharaj says that Krishna is the time factor. So as a time factor, Krishna is, you know, everything is created and everything is destroyed. You know, kalo asmi. As a time factor, everything is destroyed. Those who don't have faith, those who don't accept Krishna as the Supreme Lord, they will see Krishna as death. So he's kalo asmi. And he is the one who is like, as the Virat Roop, Vishwa Roop, annihilating, killing everyone and sending them to the abode of Yamraj. Like in the war of Mahabharata, in the Kurukshetra battlefield, when the war was going to start, so all the people, they were aligning different heroes in their group. So some joined the Kauravas, some joined the Pandavas. So there was a son of Ghatotkach, and his name was Barbaric. So Krishna asked him that which party you are going to join. So he said that I am going to join the party of the whoever is weak. So Krishna told him that, you know, you are very strong, and with whomever side you will fight, the other side is going to become weak. So if you are going to fight with the Pandavas, the Kauravas will become weak. If you are going to fight with the Kauravas, the Pandavas are going to become weak. So in the whole war you have to keep shifting. So Krishna told him that Krishna came into him as a Brahmana, and then later on there was some more conversation, and when Krishna as a Brahmana told him that I want some charity. So Barbaric said, okay, what charity? So Krishna said, give me your head as charity. So he severed his head, but he said that tell me your identity. So Krishna revealed that, you know, I am Krishna. So he said, I want a boon, that I want to see this battlefield, whatsoever happening in the battlefield. So then Barbaric was placed on the hilltop, and he saw the whole battlefield of Kurukshetra. And when the battle was over, after the whole Kurukshetra war was over, the Pandavas, they were going around the battlefield, and you know, everyone was bragging, you know, Bhishma, I killed this, Arjuna, I killed this, and like that, everyone was telling, bragging each other, the Pandavas were bragging that how they just destroyed the whole Kaurava's army. At that time, Barbaric was like laughing very loudly. So all the Pandavas, they noticed, who is this person laughing so much? And then they saw there is just a head and laughing so much. So then they asked, why are you laughing? They asked Barbaric, why are you laughing? So Barbaric said that you all are bragging yourselves, glorifying each other that you killed this, you killed that, but I witnessed the whole Kurukshetra war, and I know that who has killed everyone. And he said, it is Krishna's Sudarshan Chakra which was killing everyone. I saw. It's not that you guys were killing the Kaurava's army. It was Krishna's Sudarshan Chakra who was killing, was going to each and every Kauravas and the soldiers and killing them. And you were just mere instruments. Before your arrows were going to kill them, it was Krishna Sudarshan Chakra used to come and kill them. So I personally saw. So Krishna is the time factor, and everything is going to destroy by the time factor. Everything is going to be destroyed, you know. So many big civilizations come up, and there's an earthquake, there's a volcano, and everything is finished in a couple of minutes. So that is Krishna's time factor. So Hiranyakashipu is thinking he will destroy everything, but Prahlad Maharaj is reminding that Krishna is the time factor and he can destroy everything as time factor. Then further Prahlad Maharaj says about the Supreme Lord, that he is the power of the mind, the power of the body, and the vital forces of the senses. So of course we know Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Mata Smritir Jnanam Apohanam Cha. It is because of me the intelligence, forgetfulness and remembrance comes. So he is the power of the mind. It is because Krishna is sitting in the heart as Paramatma, and he is giving us all dictations. We have developed desires for sense gratification for so many of lifetimes, and to fulfill those desires, Krishna is dictating us. Okay, you want to fulfill this desire, you want to fulfill that desire, and he is also giving us forgetfulness so that we can enjoy. If we have remembrance of our previous life suffering, then it will be very difficult to enjoy in this life. So he's also giving forgetfulness. And he's the power of the senses, the power to see anything, whatever we are able to do, it is just because Krishna is empowering us. Like in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna says that I want to see your Virat Roop. So Krishna gives the power, the transcendental eyes to Arjuna so that he can see the Virat Roop. So he is the power of the senses. He is the one who gives the ability. Someone has got lot of intelligence, someone has got lot of strength. It is Lord Krishna who is empowering. And as soon as he will withdraw the power, the whole body is paralyzed and can't do anything. So if we are able to do something, if we are able to do anything, whatever, even as a devotee serving in this movement, you know, should always remember that whatever qualities, the abilities we have got, it is just because Krishna is there and he is sitting in the heart as Paramatma who is taking care of these things, who is empowering us with this facility. Without Krishna's empowerment, nothing is possible. It's not possible to do anything. So we all are able to fulfill our desires, it is just because Krishna is empowering. Even Hiranyakashipu could become such a powerful controller, it is only because he got empowered. And he did austerity, then Brahma empowered him. So Hiranyakashipu should not forget that, you know, he did not get his power just by himself, but he did lot of austerities, It was Brahma who empowered Hiranyakashipu, and he got so much of power. So all these powers, it's in the body, in the mind, in the senses, is given by the Supreme Lord Krishna. Further, Prahlad Maharaj says that his influence is unlimited. The influence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is unlimited. And his influence is everywhere, whether it is devotees or non-devotees. For non-devotees, the Krishna's influence is in the form of Maya. In the form of Maya, all the people are influenced. Maya dakshena prakriti suyate sa characharam. Everyone is under the influence of Maya. And for the devotees also, it is Krishna's influence. And we see in the whole creation, we know so many pastimes, like there's a pastime of Krishna and Balram. They were studying under the Sandipani Muni. And later on, when their whole education is over, Sandipani Muni, Krishna and Balram, they want to offer Guru Dakshina. So Sandipani Muni is going to ask now Guru Dakshina something. So there's a Supreme Personality of Godhead studying under Sandipani Muni. And what Guru Dakshina is going to ask? So he says, bring back my dead son. Sandipani Muni asks Krishna and Balram, bring back my dead son. So that is Krishna's influence everywhere. He gets the dead son of Sandipani Muni back and give back to Sandipani Muni. He gets the dead son back to him. So it is not possible for anyone in this world to do this. Get any dead person back into life. Not possible. But only it is because Krishna can do this because his influence is unlimited. When Lord Ram, he was going to cross Indian Ocean and go to the Lanka, he waited for a couple of days thinking that ocean will give the way. But ocean, there is no response from the side of the ocean. And then as soon as Lord Rama takes up his bow and arrow, immediately ocean personified comes and offer obeisances and offer prayers to Lord Ram and ask forgiveness. So that is the supreme influence of the Lord which is everywhere. And if we imbibe, if we are convinced about these principles, Krishna is supreme controller. Krishna has the power of our senses, our mind. He can empower us for whatever service we want to offer him. And his influence is unlimited, He can influence any situation. If we have such conviction, then we can certainly advance very fast in our Krishna consciousness. And also, further Prahlad Maharaj mentions, he is the best of the all living entities. He is the best of the all living entities. Krishna is the best among all living entities. In Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear that there is a Brahmana. When Krishna was in Dwarka and Arjuna also was there, and there is a Brahmana. And all his sons were always dying. Every time a son, whenever he used to get a child, the child used to die. And then Arjuna said to that Brahmana, at this time, I will see that how your child dies. I am going to protect your child. So Arjuna, but he could not protect. Then Arjuna had taken a vow that if I am not able to protect your child, I will commit suicide. I will die. So at that time, Krishna, when the Brahmana got a child and again the child died and Arjuna could not protect the child, then Krishna came to help Arjuna and Krishna said that I know where is the child is. And then Krishna went to get the child. And where was the child? With the Mahavishnu. So why Mahavishnu stole the child? Because Mahavishnu wanted to have darshan of the Supreme Lord Krishna. So even Mahavishnu wants to see Supreme Lord Krishna. So we can understand that how Krishna is the best of all living entities. Then further Prahlad Maharaj says that Krishna is the controller of the three modes of material nature. By his own power he creates the cosmic manifestation, maintains it and annihilates it also. So of course Krishna is never affected by any modes of material nature. We are affected by goodness, passion and ignorance, but Krishna is never affected. Just like there was a lady, woman Kubja, and she saw Krishna very lustfully. and then she invited Krishna that please come to my house. But she was completely affected by the lust, mode of passion. But when Krishna visited her home, Krishna was not affected by the modes at all. But by her touch, by his touch, Krishna purifies Kubja. And then all her lust converts into love. But we read there that Krishna is not affected by any lusty thoughts or any kinds of thoughts of passion, any mode of passion or ignorance or goodness. So Supreme Lord Krishna is the controller, is controlling the three modes of material nature. And Prahlad Maharaj is telling Hiranyakashipu, you know, that you are not controlled by the three modes, you are under the three modes of material nature. And that's how you get angry, you get affected by passion, ignorance. But the Supreme Lord is the one, the Supreme Lord, who is never controlled by the three modes of material nature. And he is the one who maintains, annihilates, and creates this cosmic manifestation. Srijati, Avati, Ati, Gunatrayesha. Srijati creates, Avati maintains, and Ati destroys everything. So it is by the breathing, when the Mahavishnu, when he exhales and inhales, the whole creation comes into existence. When he exhales and when he inhales, then everything is again finished. And when everything is created, as a Vishnu, he is maintaining everything. So in this way, Prahlad Maharaj is explaining in this verse that how Supreme Lord is, who is the source of my strength, who is that Supreme Lord? He is explaining about that Supreme Lord. So also we can see here from the situation where Prahlad Maharaj is, that how he is so calm and so controlled, you know. In the summary of this chapter, in the beginning, Srila Prabhupada writes that Hiranyakashipu decided to kill his son Prahlad. Hiranyakashipu was so angry that Prahlad Maharaj fell down at his feet and said many things just to pacify him. But he was unsuccessful in satisfying his demoniac father. So Prahlad Maharaj did not behave. We can see the situation in this particular... we can take some lessons from the situation in this particular instance. That how Prahlad Maharaj reacted with his father. He was not like just shouting on him or fighting in a mood of fighting. But Srila Prabhupada writes that he fell down at the feet of Hiranyakashipu and tried to pacify him. But he could not pacify his demoniac father. So although Prahlad Maharaj never accepted the desire, the will of his father, at the same time, he never compromised in his principles of Krishna consciousness. He was very peaceful. He was very calm. He had full conviction whatever he is saying in this verse. And with that conviction, he confronted his father and did not behave in any arrogant way. So, Prahlad Maharaj, we see in the previous chapter, he instructs all the demoniac friends. But only instructing, that was the part where he was instructing, and now he is personally exemplifying by his own behavior. Like sometimes in our Krishna consciousness, you know, we feel that we have to be practical, you know. Like when it comes to speak, we say all philosophy and say we need to be humble, we need to be very sincere. But when it comes to practice, we have to surrender, we have to dedicate ourselves. Then we start saying that we have to be practical, and we have to see the situation and then do things practically. And then we keep the principles behind and try to compromise the things. Just like many times devotees face trouble in their family, then they give up practice of Krishna consciousness and they think that how I can go against my father, my family, and how I can disobey them. So then for them that becomes a more priority. And the principles of Krishna consciousness goes in the background. Then they sometimes give up chanting, they reduce their chanting. Because the family situations or the social situations are not favorable. So they give up. And they don't practice. But we see that Prahlad Maharaj is teaching by his own example that he was not only instructing his demoniac friends to practice Krishna consciousness. At the same time, he is also following and exemplifying by his own practice. By his own practice, he is exemplifying to the extent that he is threatened to death. He is going to be killed by Hiranyakashipu, but he is not at all fearful. He is ready to confront. Like in the material world, people also confront. Materialistic people, they confront the government, they confront the people on the leaders of the society. But what is the purpose of their facing them? The purpose is a combined sense gratification. So they think that this government, this leader is just doing sense gratification, and he is not allowing the subordinates, the society members, to do sense gratification. So let me confront. And then they stood in the society, they stand up in the society, and they raise their voice against that leader, so that everyone is allowed to do sense gratification. So that is a materialistic reason. But here Prahlad Maharaj is confronting his father. But what is the reason? The reason is that no, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. You are not the Supreme Controller, but Krishna is the Supreme Lord. And I am not going to compromise for this thing. I am not going to accept. You say that you are Supreme Controller, you are the Supreme God. I am not going to do that. I am going to accept Krishna as the Supreme Lord. And is ready to die even, but is not ready to give up. So he's exemplifying by his own personal behavior. And not ready to compromise. So like once Srila Prabhupada was instructing his disciple Garg Muni Prabhu, and Prabhupada also guided his disciples in many various ways how to deal with your parents, how to deal with your father. So in one letter he told Garg Muni about Garg Muni Prabhu, that how to deal with your father. And this I thought very relevant to all the devotees, so I thought to share with all of you. And Srila Prabhupada said, wrote to him, that the more your father gives you facility, the more his balance in Krishna consciousness. He doesn't know how this Krishna consciousness balance is increasing. But one day will come when you will see that actually your father is a good soul. So you try to win the love and affection of your father some way or other. You are very intelligent boy, and Krishna will also give you extra intelligence how to deal with your father. But you must treat your father as respectful as myself. Even if you are sometimes ill-treated, you should tolerate. You should follow the example of Prahlad Maharaj. His father continually tortured him in so many ways, but he never protested against his father. But he never agreed with the opinion of his father. That should be your policy also, that you will never agree to your father's demoniac principles, but still you will try to serve him as faithfully as a nice obedient son. So this we see even from Prabhupada's quotes, and all the places where Prabhupada is telling his disciples how to deal with the parents, he quotes the example of Prahlad Maharaj most of the places, that never agree to the demoniac principles, their desires of giving up Krishna consciousness, but at the same time be respectful to them. So we can learn all this thing from the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj, to practice, to exemplify in our own, not just only to preach, but also to practice in our life. Just like Sanatan Goswami tells Haridas Thakur in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Apane achara keha nakare prachar, prachara karena keha nakare achar. Apane achara keha nakare prachar. Many people, they follow, but they don't preach. And prachara karena kahe na kare achar. And many of them, they do preaching, speaking, but no following. So we just speak philosophy and just tell, you know, just be humble, just be good, just be nice, be obedient, but then no following ourselves, you know, then what is going to happen? Such places, we are only going to get followers. Just like, you know, many organizations are there and they have got so many their gurus, their acharyas, and those acharyas have only got followers, and as soon as the acharyas dies or he goes away, the whole organization collapses, or it remains as a trust engaged into some social activities. But we see in the movement of Srila Prabhupada that he was not only doing prachar, but he was also doing achar, following. And when Prabhupada was following and practicing himself, preaching and practicing himself, and he created so many leaders by preaching and practicing. So if someone is just preaching, just speaking the philosophy, but no practice in his life, then that leads to only coming of some sentimental followers, because they like to listen nice philosophy, nice sentimental words. And these people, they don't want any leaders also. Why they don't want leaders? Because if some leaders come up, then who is going to be their followers? Nobody is going to follow them. So, but we see Srila Prabhupada was so clear that if I practice, I am practicing certainly, and I am preaching also same thing, what I am practicing, I am walking my talk, and then Prabhupada created so many leaders, who went all around, all over the world, and created a Hare Krishna revolution. So that is the power of practicing along with preaching. So many places Prabhupada mentions that it is, it's my disciples, they go and tell, please take this book, and people ask, have you read this book, to the people who are distributing. And the devotees say, no, I only distribute books, I don't read books. So in that way, it's not only about reading books, but it's also about doing our sadhana, our practice of Krishna consciousness, our strong morning program, and our full faith in the process of Krishna consciousness. And with that conviction that what Srila Prabhupada has given is the ultimate thing. And I have to just preach this, but I also practice it in my life. Then we will be able to also inspire many people to become leaders and preach. Just like we know that during the time of Srila Prabhupada, anybody who is a devotee, this means the devotee lives in the temple. Whoever is a devotee, anybody who moves out of the temple, he was considered to be a non-devotee. If someone is staying outside the temple, then the devotees inside used to say, you are in Maya, because you are staying outside the temple, you are no more a devotee. And anybody who becomes a devotee, the next day he enters into the temple, saves his head. So Prabhupada has that energy, that faith, and certainly empowered by the Supreme Lord, and he could also give the same thing to his disciples, and who were empowered, and then they could give to other people, and who got empowered, and like that was spreading. Leaders and leaders were created, new and new leaders were coming up, and just practicing very strongly, having full faith in the principles of Krishna consciousness. So in the similar way, we also have got this opportunity in the movement of Srila Prabhupada, and we all get opportunities to go and share this Krishna consciousness among our juniors, with our outside public in the society. We should try that when we are doing this, we are also, what we are speaking, we are walking our talk. We also follow the same principles in our life. We also practice the same thing. Then that has got some substance, that has got some value. Otherwise, we may get lot of followers who will say, oh, you are so nice, you are so pure, you are a devotee of the Lord, you have sacrificed everything for serving Krishna. But those followers will remain whole life followers, and that won't help the movement to spread. So many places Prabhupada writes, this ISKCON movement is meant to create pure devotees. The movement is meant to create a society of non-envy. The movement is meant to create spiritual masters. So understanding that goal, that Prabhupada had this desire, that this movement is, what is the purpose of this movement? And are we acting on that purpose when we are in the role to play, when Prabhupada has given us some position of responsibility and authority, are we trying to fulfill that desire of Srila Prabhupada in our practice, not only in our talk? Then, if we do that, if we try to inspire everyone, then this movement will spread far and wide, so that we will see lot of devotees taking up Krishna consciousness, and they becoming leader and sincere, and wherever they go, they surcharge the whole area with people to take up Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Any questions? So we stop here. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.